BBC, Holby City, starring Lauren Drummond as Chantel, Jimmy Akinbola as Malik, Hugh Quashie as Rick, and Tina Hobley as Chrissy. Half a Person by Matthew Broughton.
As clinical skills lead, we are proposing Mr. Dan Hamilton.
And Mr. Antoine Malik.
Brilliant! Wow, that's brilliant. Thank you, Mr. Hanson. Thank you so much.
Do what you have to.
You'll be okay.
I'll be fine.
That's for everything!
What are you doing? The children are watching!
Hello, Keller. Okay.
In the staff room, Malik puts his feet up on the coffee table and is about to sip his tea when Chantel bursts in.
Mr. Malik, emergency in Wyvern.
Outside the Wyvern wing, Spike, a young black man with a backpack over his shoulders, stands staring at the building with a slightly awed expression. An ambulance pulls up and he runs over to it as paramedics wheel out a patient who starts to fit violently.
Hey, I can help. Hey, I can help. No, I've read a book on this. I know what they do. So look at me. Calm down. Oh,
whoa, easy, brother man. You all right?
You sure?
Good. All right. Please try to stay calm, sir. Let's get the oxygen mask on him. I'm going to shine a light into your eyes, all right? 3 milligrams haloperidol. Easy, deep breaths. That's it. Nice and easy. That's it. Easy. Let's get him upstairs. Deep, slow breaths, all right?
Spike's filming the proceedings on his phone.
There you go. Be up in a minute. Whoa, 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 that's not appropriate. Erase it.
Well, no, this is just for me to see you do your thing.
Even so, erase it.
Okay. Thank you. Hey! It is fantastic to see you work.
Outside the AAU consultant's office,
have you seen Mr. Spence?
No, I haven't.
Surprise! Well, you didn't think we'd let it pass without marking it, did you?
Come on. There's really no need to make a fuss.
No, yes, there is.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, raise your glasses to Rick Griffin's continued good health. Congratulations.
Yeah. But I believe Mr. Spence needs to consult.
Well, I'll look after the donuts, then.
What? What's that all about?
I got the all clear.
Oh, cancer's gone. Congrats.
So, business as usual.
Great.
What's new?
Take a look at that.
Do you want me to go through the C-pod list with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, look who's here.
It's Annalise.
How are we doing?
Never better.
Well, it seems empty without Miss Shah, doesn't it? She's left a hole.
I haven't noticed.
Oh? What cases are you working on this evening?
Just point me towards the broken hearts.
Work is good for a tender soul.
You're not still moping over her, are you? My advice? Get over it.
Nothing to get over.
Thanks.
Oh, that's just as well, then.
Greg walks off, and Elliot throws Jack a disapproving look.
What? I thought I was quite tactful.
Dad, I can do this on my own, you know.
Oh, someone's got to introduce you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you and welcome to Holby. I'm Dan Hamilton, consultant orthopaedic surgeon, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce this man. Looks scary, doesn't he? But I assure you, he's a pussycat. Your clinical skills tutor, Mr. Malik.
Yes!
Spike's amongst the students.
Mrs. Spence, this is Ruby. She's been sent straight through from the ED.
Okay, I'm Michael Spence. I'm a consultant. Hang on for a second, you guys. Is it just the leg or is there anything else we need to worry about?
Just the leg. It's really painful.
What happened?
I crashed my car. I hit a girl. Is she here?
Not that I know of.
We're going to need to cut those boots off, okay?
Yeah, let's get the glass out, clean this up.
Do I know you from somewhere?
No, I don't think so. Excuse me.
That's the girl. Is she okay?
Yep, she'll be fine. Don't worry about it, Sasha.
Can I call you back, please? Thank you.
Okay, Lucy is 18. She's had chest trauma.
It was hilarious, actually.
And she's been drinking, obviously. She's had 5 milligrams of morphine and 300 milligrams of amiodarone.
Lucy, I'm going to listen to your chest, okay?
The stethoscope's really warm. Has it been in your pocket?
Okay, oxygen. We're going to need to do full bloods, group and save. Let's have an ECG as soon as possible, please. Right, cardiac arrhythmia. She needs to go upstairs.
Okay, I'll let Dahlia.
Wait. Are you going to take me upstairs?
We're going to do some tests down here, and then we're going to need to take you up to another ward. Okay?
Whatever.
Hey, sorry to keep you waiting. What's up?
You're not answering your phone, Michael. I've been trying to get through.
Well, you can see how busy it is out here.
I need to talk to you.
All right, give me a few minutes. I just got to take care of a couple things.
I'll wait for you. In the cafe? It's important, Michael.
All right.
Michael seems perplexed.
Do you remember me? I'm Spike Leonard. You came to give a talk at the college.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy that asked a lot of questions.
I mean, you're probably the most successful person who ever went there, apart from the bloke who became a porn star.
I'll take that as a compliment.
I mean, I wouldn't have even thought about doing medicine if it wasn't for you, so thank you.
That's encouraging.
Oh, and you decked a consultant, didn't
you? Whoa, easy, Spike. Thanks. Right, my Malachites. Surgery is integrity coupled with decision-making. And here, all decisions have serious real-world outcomes. This is not a classroom. This is Keller.
Well, when do we get a chance to actually do something?
All you need to do right now is listen and learn. Yeah? Good man.
Right. Female, 18, chest trauma and cardiac arrhythmia. Atrial fibrillation. Mr. Levy's administered 300 milligrams of amiodarone.
Oh, looks like she's been drinking as well.
Yeah, who wants it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll take this one. An 18-year-old boozed-up girl with a nifty ticker. Sounds like a suitably engrossing challenge. How you doing?
Oh, brilliant. Do I get to choose which one of you takes me? Not you, Ginge. Not bad. Oh, hey, Hilty. Oh, I like your crutch. What's that? Oh, have you just killed someone?
Do you know what? She's all yours.
Fine, let's get her on the ward.
Hi.
Hello.
On a busy ward, patient turnover is fast, work is intense, and staff expect the unexpected. In fact, let me introduce you to one of the staff members.
Hi, I'm Chantal. I'm a nurse here. I'm Keller.
Thanks, Nursling.
The nurses are the heartbeat of the hospital.
We're always really busy.
Yeah, but Nurse Lane has a lot of patients to attend to, don't you?
Oh. If you need anything, just shout.
Thank you. Let me introduce you to Mr. Nicholson. Are you okay with students, Mr. Nicholson? Right. Mr. Nicholson was being brought in this morning for elective surgery when en route he had a sepsis episode, which caused agitation and confusion.
But Mr. Malik injected 3 milligrams of haloperidol right there on the pavement. Sorted him in no time.
I took the action required after a primary survey suggested a sepsis was...
Mr. Malik, can I borrow you?
Okay, Malachites, follow me. What's happened?
This is Mr. Turner. He's a Crohn's patient. He came and dehydrated...
He's in pain. Can you help him?
Do you mind students, Mr. Turner?
More the merrier.
Oh, there's a mass in the right iliac fossa area. Give him 10 milligrams of morphine and I'll need a CT scan also. Right, let's see what's happening here. Okay, Mr. Turner's had 9 bowel resections. A great deal of it has been taken away. And he's very aware of his prognosis.
Well, he's not gone just yet.
It's all right, Matt. Easy for you.
Of course not. But his gut is too short to absorb food, and as you can see,
he's been fed through a Hickman line into his neck.
Mr. Hansen has ruled out surgical options and is treating the patient with an antibody drug.
We weren't offered any surgical options.
Then Mr. Hansen must have decided it wasn't viable. Right. You ready? Follow me. Hey, Spike. Come on. Plenty to see.
in the Darwin Bay.
I need to get out of here as soon as possible.
Well, I can't promise you anything. Need to run an X-ray and blood tests and monitor the state of your heart. It could take some time.
I'm fine. Just patch me up and get me out of here.
What if you keel over on your way out of here?
I don't do keeling. Come on. Be nice to me.
What's your name?
I told them before, I'm Lucy.
Your full name?
Call me whatever you want, Dr. Boy.
Look, I've got lots of patients to see. I need your name so I can access your medical history.
Doesn't matter, I'm leaving.
No, you're not.
Look, I'm serious. I'm not drunk anymore. I'm... Okay, maybe a little bit, but I seriously need to go.
You're not going anywhere, okay?
Fine.
Oliver walks off, leaving Lucy looking worried.
Okay, you have 20 minutes, Malachites. Then we have the important issue of hygiene to discuss. The cafeteria is downstairs, and I'll catch you in a bit.
Mr. Malik, when you examined Steve Turney, you said he's got a mass in the right iliac fossa area.
But you were writing down everything I said. I don't want to forget anything.
What is it you don't understand?
Wouldn't it be quite straightforward to take the mass out? Why hasn't Mr. Hansen offered a surgical option?
Could be any number of reasons.
Plus, this is a real person, Spike. It isn't some paragraph from a textbook, you get me? Go on, get your coffee.
Spike leaves.
Chantel, when they finish their break, I need you to babysit my students for a while.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, there's something I need to investigate.
Okay.
At the nurse's station.
She's a nightmare.
Who?
The mysterious Lucy.
She's a mardy 18-year-old. Grow up here and deal with it.
Well, drunk and stubborn I can handle, but she's not giving me any information.
My granddad was a gardener. I love gardeners.
Steve was one for over 30 years, but before that he was a musician.
Really?
Wrote all his own songs. He was on the telly.
That's brilliant.
Oh.
You okay?
It's only pain.
Can I look at your notes again?
Steve was a pop star.
I wasn't a pop star.
Singer-songwriter.
Nice.
But he gave it all up to become a gardener.
Why'd you do that?
I was rubbish.
Oh, don't listen to him. It was very good. He just needed a change of pace.
Well, when I get to be a consultant, I won't be giving it up for rose bushes.
Oh. Oh. I think it's romantic. Don't be too long here. Your break's nearly over and I'm taking your next lesson.
Your teacher seemed surprised that Mr. Hansen had decided not to operate. What do you think?
Feeling more sober now, eh?
I love your accent. It's beautiful.
We need your details. Do you want us to help you out or not?
I'm going home. Now.
Oh, what's the hurry?
If I don't leave now, then I won't be back in time.
For what?
Okay, so Dad was away today, so I went to a friend's house. We got drinking, you know, and well, it was when I was heading back that this happened.
So you need to get back before he gets home?
Yeah, he worries.
Fair enough. So give us your details and I'll get you through as fast as I can.
My bag?
She pulls an ID card out of her bag and hands it to Greg.
You promise you'll get me out soon?
Come on.
She strokes him.
I know you're going to help me.
Stop messing and I'll fast track you. Deal?
Where are the Malachites?
Under Chantel at the moment.
And at the deep end, eh? Give them student life, no responsibilities, great social life.
The personal tutor offers you top grades if you'll sleep with him.
You didn't, did you?
Please. Why didn't we offer Steve Turner surgery earlier?
Mr. Hansen's patient.
His bowel has got a lot worse. Multi-level adhesion obstructions. Plus, I've been working on this.
On the computer.
Patient 55.
Of the Cromer Barkley case study 2007. He had exactly the same condition.
Long-term Crohn's is pretty common.
Yeah, but the case studies are almost identical, right down to this latest blockage.
And?
Cromer Barkley took patient 55 into theatre. He came out with a better quality of life.
And Steve Turner?
He got months. Whereas this procedure gave patient 55 four more years. It suggests surgery's a no-brainer.
What does Hansen think?
Oh, he's still got his feet up flying business class, but this procedure works, Dan.
It sounds viable.
but get senior eyes on it.
Excuse me, Mr. Malik. Excuse me. Can you tell me why your boss lied to us?
Malik looks at Spike. In the coffee shop.
Okay, what is it?
An opportunity's arisen for me and the kids. I've got a work placement offer. It's too good not to take seriously.
Yeah, that's great.
It's in America.
What?
Florida. Tampa.
What about the kids?
Well, come with me, of course.
No, forget it.
Let me explain.
There's nothing to explain. I am not going to live in a different country to my kids.
Michael, I really need you to listen to me.
You know, I thought you were coming here to tell me that you were marrying Rick or something.
What? It's got nothing to do with him. Rick and I have split up.
What? All right, look, I got to take this, but you stay here. We're going to talk about this.
At Steve's bedside.
Mr. Hansen didn't offer surgery. Steve's getting worse.
The condition of the bowel has changed. Since Mr. Hansen looked at the scan, there is a more immediate problem now. There's an infection. This is what's causing all the new pain. It's a sort of obstruction, not a complete blockage.
But there is a surgical option.
There is a procedure, yes.
And the pain will be better.
We'd hope so. Very possible, but not without considerable risk. I need to consult with a senior surgeon.
But if Mr. Hansen didn't want to do it...
Sweetheart, Mr. Malik has found something new. This is good.
I'll take it easy, sweetheart. Let's not get carried away.
You're going to ease his pain and he's telling me to take it easy. It's brilliant news, you idiot.
There are no guarantees, but we're running out of time and the procedure is patient's choice. Do you want me to take this further, Mr. Turner?
Of course he does.
Let me talk this over with the doctor, please. Anyway, I want you to do me a favour, Pat.
Malik marches over to Spike.
You shouldn't be talking to the patients or their relatives.
I was trying to help them.
Fine. But next time, talk to me first, all right?
You're the boss. So is he gonna have the procedure?
We'll see.
She's giving you a false ID. There is no Lucy McKinney.
You're kidding me.
Why would you do this?
Let's see.
They head over to Lucy's bed. But she's gone.
Oh, I don't believe it. Right, she can't be fired. You check the back stairs. He said 9 bowel resections. It's going to be friable in there. You understand that?
I do.
Can you give 10 milligrams of Tramadol to Mr. Lumsden, please?
Sure.
That's probably why Mr. Hansen opted for caution. If he doesn't have it, it's likely he'll die possibly this week. It's vital that the patient fully understands the situation.
I'm making sure he does.
And do you understand that if you take this option, you'll be directly reversing Mr. Hansen's decision?
If Mr. Turner breaks down in theatre, he can't be any worse off than he currently is.
Well, it is viable, and in Mr. Hansen's absence, you are in charge of his patients. The bottom line is, it's your call, Mr. Malik.
Sorry to interrupt, but Mr. Turner needs to speak to you urgently.
Wearing her jacket over her hospital gown, Lucy staggers down a stairwell, clutching her chest, her face covered in a thin sheen of sweat. She pauses and seems about to collapse, but carries on, leaning against the wall to keep steady.
Look, I lied. Mr. Hansen did offer me the surgical option, and he explained the risks too. I turned it down. I'm a gardener, mate. I know when nature's run its course. No more operations.
You don't want to go into theatre?
And I want to sign a no resuscitation order, too. Next time I go, I go. No more encores.
Patty returns, and Steve quickly glances at Malik.
Right, there's your lordship's bag. God knows what you've got in there.
Did you bring my train set?
So, Mr. Malik. Are we all ready for this op? What?
Lucy? Lucy! Can you hear me? Lucy!
She slumped on the stairs, hardly able to breathe.
Tell me you're the kind of girl who keeps a knitting needle in her bag.
A student ID which reads Year 11.
How old are you?
Christine.
Oh, what happened? We need to ask for it.
Okay, I'm on it.
I want you to breathe nice and slow, okay? We're going to sort this. Are you okay? Are you okay? What kept you?
Tension, Nemo?
Yep.
Oliver hands a needle to Greg, who inserts it into Lucy's chest, allowing her breathing to return to normal.
Okay. It's gonna be okay.
How's the girl? Lucy? She's on a different ward now.
I hope she's all right. I couldn't avoid her.
Were you on your way to a party when you had the accident?
You could put it like that.
A party's a party, right?
It's a very particular kind. Very intimate.
Oh. Oh, what, you're into all that then, yeah?
Nothing sleazy. They're very select.
Just a free spirit, huh?
Something like that.
Well, what's so select about them then?
The elite circle. They don't just let anyone in. There's a vetting process.
It's just for the beautiful people, huh? Let's give her 5 milligrams of morphine.
I know where I know you from. You were at the summer solstice party. Bush baby eyes.
No, I don't think so. That's not really my scene. You know, your leg is causing me some concern, so I'd like to run a Doppler ultrasound, an angiograph, usual bloods, and group and save. Thank you, Eddie. I'll come back and check on you after we get the results. Excuse me. What's this about Annalise moving to the States?
I'm not speaking about this in the middle of the ward.
Rick gestures to an office.
You're doing this, Steve.
Mrs. Turner, please.
I can't take any more.
See, that's how he treats me. I've been there through the booze, black moods, the drug abuse.
Don't bring all that up.
It's true. Who cuddled you through your acid flashbacks? Oh, and another thing, I've put up with his non-stop philandering for 40 years.
All this is ancient history.
And you know what? He wrote songs for all his mistresses, but nothing for the poor mob who stuck with him through the bad times. See, that tells you what he feels about me.
This isn't getting us anywhere.
You have to tell him to do this.
It's patient's choice.
Mr. Malik?
Chantel, this isn't an appropriate moment. Can you take them to Mr. Hamilton for now, please?
Oh, okay. Right, let's head back this way.
Spike, come here. Who would believe this?
What's happened?
Now he's saying he doesn't want the op.
Why not?
See, Spike agrees with me.
He's only 12 years old.
Right, listen, calm down.
Look, Steve, I just want you to fight. Fight.
I can't. I haven't got it in me.
Well, I haven't got it in me to live without you, you stupid git.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You owe me, Steve. And you know it.
You're stronger than this.
I can't lose you. I love you.
Patty, I love you too, but...
Look, there'll be no pain, will there, Mr. Malik?
Malik shakes his head.
Do it for me.
So, where do we stand? Do you want a procedure?
Yeah.
In the consultant's office.
This isn't something that she decided to do lightly.
Come on, man. This has got knee-jerk rebound written all over it.
You obviously haven't listened to her properly.
Well, I've heard everything I need to. She wants to take the most important people in my life thousands of miles away.
It isn't as simple as that.
Oh, great. And now I am taking advice from you on my ex-wife.
Look, Michael, you need to talk to her. More importantly, you need to listen to her.
What are you doing? I'm a fast learner. I won't make that mistake again, I promise.
We're here to offer impartial help. You took sides. You need to learn to distance yourself.
Right. It's like what you said.
What?
Surgery is integrity coupled with decision-making. And in this instance, you should have used your integrity and made the decision to consult with me.
Are you going to put this in my appraisal?
Did you actually say to Mrs. Turner
that you're the best surgeon in this hospital and that Steve will be okay because he's being looked after by you?
Spike, please, you can't say that. That's not professional.
I just want to be a good surgeon, like you.
Michael and Annalise are strolling through a corridor.
It'll be a great experience for the kids. They'll be near your parents for one thing. It's only for 6 months.
6 months?
You only see them twice a month as it is.
Bull.
Can't you see what this would mean for me?
What did Rick do to you?
Rick and I got together when we were both at a low ebb. We're not in that place anymore. Ran its course, it's over.
All right, so when are you thinking of leaving?
Next week.
No. That is not gonna happen. I still have their passports, Emily's.
I'm gonna go home. I want you to think about it seriously. Call me.
We've contacted your dad now.
When will he be here?
He's a couple of hours away, I think. You broke a rib on the right side a while back. It's calloused. How did you manage that?
Riding accident.
It's not your medical history.
And my dad reset it. He's a GP.
That explains that, though. There's a little blood in your drain. We just need to keep an eye on it, but just rest for now, okay?
Malik enters the Keller ward with Spike in tow.
You said 15 milligrams, but hear me out, I think 10.
Mr. Malik, I wanted to talk to you about Steve Turner.
Why?
Can you give us a moment, please?
Go and join the other students, Spike. How's Mr. Turner doing?
He wants to die.
What, now he's got options?
Well, I've been speaking to the F1 on the case. Surgery is unwarranted, it will cause undue distress and will not improve or extend life. Quote the big man himself.
Yeah, but that was before the infection.
Is this about the patient or is this about the ambitious registrar who wants to make consultants?
It's about the patient. And besides, he agreed to a procedure.
Isn't it cruel to give him hope?
It'd be even crueler if we deny him this now.
From what I'm hearing, Hansen was very clear. Hey, it's on your head, remember?
I want to be clear about this too, Dan. I really do.
Dan walks off, and Malik leans back against a wall, heaving a sigh. At Ruby's bedside.
Is there something...
What?
Is it bad?
You have an embolus, which is a clot in the main artery of the leg. I'm gonna have to take you to the theater.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
No, it's okay. It's something we can deal with, but, I should warn you that there is a strong possibility of extensive scarring.
Then I don't want the operation.
Well, then you're not understanding the risks with something like this. You could easily lose the leg.
But not necessarily. I can't have scars.
Well, a vein bypass procedure is essential for this condition.
Can't you give me drugs?
All right, stop. What's going on here?
It's just... they only let in fit, hot, young people. That's what it's all about. I'm a few years off 40 as it is.
This is about your party club?
The elite circle.
Because you're worried they're gonna kick you out.
Put it this way, I'd lose my allure.
What a bunch of crap. You could lose your leg, or worse. So I suggest you try to get your priorities straight.
Rick studies Michael from afar as he marches off angrily.
We need to be absolutely certain you want this.
I am. I owe it to Patty. If she needs me, I'm going to do the best I can for her.
Are you absolutely certain you know all the risks? You know how weak your body is. This procedure will be hard on it.
I'll take my chances.
Dan and Malik step away for a private word.
So?
There's been more than a physical change.
I'm glad you can see that.
Listen. Would you let me come into theatre with you?
To keep tabs on me.
In the unlikely event you might need help.
This isn't bone crunching, Dan.
For my peace of mind, then. As your senior.
Snacking on the job.
Help me out with half a foot.
Well, I wouldn't like to sit there to waste. Lucy Haynes, the girl with the fake ID. Got the right name now, have you?
Precocious, 15, came in drunk and inappropriate, telling lies about her age.
Sounds like a typical teenager.
Bit odd, isn't it?
You're not a father, are you?
Not as far as I know.
We went away for a weekend. Martha was 15. She had a party.
Carnage.
Couldn't get rid of the smell of alcohol for weeks.
And boys too?
Martha was one of the better behaved ones.
But you never really know what's going on in someone's head, do you?
Greg,
Don't let your current mood cloud your judgment. Thank you. Yes.
Clips and ties, please.
In theatre. Yeah.
You have an audience.
State of the bow.
Friable. No room for error.
Which is why I am tiptoeing around in here. Damn it. Got a bleed. Mesenteric artery. Clip. Frio vicryl, please. Cut.
The students watch with bated breath.
Okay. Let's flush this through. And let's get these adhesions divided. Mm-mm-mm. Nasty stuff. So, we have drained the abdominal abscess and we have washed out the infection. We did our best.
The disciples appreciate it.
But the patient does too. He's holding up. Scalpel.
Spike's mouth drops open as Malik expertly removes a large piece of Steve's bowels.
Never in doubt. Staple, please.
Before, on the stairs, did you save my life?
Only a little bit.
When I was rude to you?
Oh, I've had much worse. You're going to need a small operation. There's nothing to worry about.
Do I get to stay the night?
But you didn't want to.
It's all right, yeah.
One minute you want out, and now you want to stay.
It's okay, yeah. Apart from...
What?
All these people walk past the bed and... they all look at me.
I might be able to find somewhere more private for you. For a while, at least. Would you like that?
It's a date.
It's not a date.
Lucy smiles to herself. At the nurse's station.
Yes, I know I was harsh.
She needs surgery.
I will make her see sense.
Well, let's hope so.
Her vanity is clouding her judgment.
Yes. How did it go with Annalise?
Well, if you hadn't broken up with her, she wouldn't be doing this.
She's been looking for something of this for a while.
I'm not letting go.
I understand, but don't you think this could be a good thing for them right now?
I still got their passports.
Now, Michael, don't go to war with her on this.
What other option is there?
Clear a judgment. If you two become enemies, this is going to make everything that much more difficult. Believe me, you can't win.
Thanks for the advice.
Hey, I stood up for you on this.
Now, why would you do that?
I can see why she's doing this, but I can see that it's also unfair to you. I wouldn't like it either.
All right, so what would you do?
It's going to happen. It's going to be hard. But you have to deal with this in the right way. This is not about your ego. This is about damage limitation. And if you want to maintain a relationship with your kids, you may have to accept a few scars.
In the Keller recovery room, Malik and his students are gathered around Steve.
So, the prognosis is good. You've been in a lot less pain, and it's likely to add many months.
Yeah, let's give it up for Mr. Malik! Woo!
There's no need for that, but thank you.
I don't feel any more pain.
And you wouldn't believe me when I said it would work.
Have you ever been wrong?
No.
Steve, the thing you asked me for.
Oh, yes, darling. Could you play it, please? You know you said I'd never written a song for you. Well, this one's for you.
Would you like us to leave, Steve?
No.
But you don't mind anything anymore.
What do you think I'd do in my shirt? I was going to leave it for you till after I'd gone, but it seems more appropriate now.
Did you write this?
It's instrumental. No words could ever say what I feel about you.
Steve.
Yeah.
This music.
It's awful.
And that's why you became
a gardener. There is a sort that counts.
Yes.
Sorry, everybody.
You did this. Thank you.
Mr. Malik, I don't feel too good.
Okay, clear the way, please.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Steve?
I'll get a nurse to settle you. I'm not supposed to be here on my own with you.
Why not?
If you just go around the other side of the bed. It's just not the done thing. Anyway, you'll have a bit more privacy, so I'll leave you on your own for a bit.
Lucy perches on the edge of the bed.
Can't you stay?
Suppose I could take five.
It's much quieter in here.
Yeah. You were lucky today.
I was rushing to get home.
To sleep off the drink?
Before Dad.
Got back?
Yeah.
What's that all about? Sorry, too many questions.
I'm only answering questions if you want them to. That's the deal. Do you have a girlfriend?
Excuse me, Mr. Douglas.
Just one moment.
Sure.
So your mum isn't around?
Oh, no, she left when I was little. Is there someone you like?
I'm off women.
Yeah, right. What were you like when you were young?
I was never young. Always old.
Did your dad hit you?
The odd smack when I was very bad. Your turn.
No.
That broken rib.
I told you it was a riding accident.
But you are scared of him.
Were you never scared of any adult?
No. Lucy, does your dad hurt you?
No. Of course not.
I apologize.
Go get some. Yes. Sometimes.
One of the nurses said you'd be in here.
Oliver.
Thought she'd go and walk about again.
What is it?
Lucy Stadsey.
Lucy forces a smile and is left looking deeply worried as Greg steps out of the room.
Okay, everyone, just wait outside. Oh, Kathy, can you take the students, please?
Stand back, please, Spike.
I thought he was okay.
Stand back.
You too, Spike.
Spike turns to the man behind him.
Members of the public aren't allowed back here.
Mr. Malik?
It's Hanson. Glancing at Ruby, who's lying in bed staring dejectedly into space, Michael thinks to himself, then decides to approach her.
Hey, I wanted to apologize. I got a little heated earlier.
No, it sounds ridiculous. But I still don't want the operation.
It's a no-brainer. And you're more than just a pair of legs.
Are you flirting with me, Mr. Spence?
Doctors and patients, it's a big no-no.
I thought rules were made to be broken.
These are your options. Have a scar or lose the leg. Bottom line.
You're attracted to girls covered in scars.
That's irrelevant.
Answer the question.
Ruby, surely there is more to you than just your social life. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, say lovey.
You know, the longer you delay, the more likely it is that you will lose the leg. So let me operate, and I promise you, I will do everything I can to minimize the scarring.
She seems torn.
Ah, Greg. This is Dr. Haynes. Lucy's dad.
Sorry.
How is she? There's some internal bleeding, Dr. Haynes. A tear caused by the broken rib. She's going to need a thoracoscopic procedure to repair the lung.
But not too serious.
She's doing okay.
Can I see her?
Of course. This way.
But she is okay, apart from the obvious. Just that I understand from the nurse that you took Lucy into a private room for a chat.
Yes, just for a moment.
You were alone with Lucy.
Yes, the ward was too much for her, and I just wanted to reassure her.
Of course. No, I'm done. In here?
Yes, through here.
Elliot and Dr. Haynes step into Lucy's room. At Steve's bedside.
Should you need any more pain relief, Mr. Turner, let us know, please. So, I don't understand what happened.
Will I explain or will you, Mr. Malik?
I, operated successfully on Steve's bowel.
But it looks very much as though the bowel has leaked.
And what does that mean?
It is possible that it is leaking into his bloodstream.
Is that why you didn't want to operate in the first place?
Let's just see what the tests say.
Hansen leaves, and a helpless Patty looks at Malik.
One-legged swinging fraternity, here I come.
You are incorrigible.
Afterwards, when I wake up, will you let me know straight away how it went?
Sure. Thumbs up means everything went well.
And thumbs down?
It's time to be brave.
The infection meant he was about to die in great pain. Things changed, Mr. Hansen, not least the patient's outlook. I consulted.
But not with me. Mr. Turner had decided against the procedure. Your decision to perform surgery on this man after 9 resections was risky at best. The shock to his body would have been great, whatever the procedure. But this? Well, it must have been like being hit by a bus.
It went smoothly, Mr. Hansen.
Not conclusively. The patient was steered the wrong way by the surgeon.
I explained the options to Mr. Turner, and he saw that it was viable, and there was a precedent.
You're referring to patient 55 of the Cromer-Barclay study case?
Yes, I am.
Yes, but patient 55 was 5 years younger, a vegetarian, and a regular swimmer.
Yeah, well, Mr. and Mrs. Turner wanted me to fight for them.
Both of them? Come in.
Mr. Turner's test results.
Thank you, Nurse Lane.
Well?
Well, I'm afraid the prognosis is not good. Septicemia.
Malik looks at the results.
Wasn't caused by the operation.
His body has been traumatized unnecessarily.
With respect, Mr. Hansen, you weren't there.
Then you should have waited till I was.
I'll break the news.
Honestly, I leave you alone for one night. You make me look like a bad father. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
To be honest, I'm just glad you're okay. Lucy, my mind's been racing.
She's lucky it wasn't worse.
How was your trip?
I'll tell you about my trip if you tell me what you got up to at Natasha's.
Well, we started watching this horror film, but we had to stop because it was way too creepy. What did you do first?
Had a good round of golf. Well, the others did. Mine was too disastrous to call good.
The smile on Lucy's face fades as Dr. Haynes places a lingering kiss on her hand.
Dr. Haynes, I'm sorry.
Patrick, please. No problem.
This rib that Lucy broke before, when she fell down the stairs?
No, it was a riding accident. I patched it up myself.
Yes, well, you know, you really should have...
It brought her in, I know, I'm terrible. I know how busy you guys are, and really, it wasn't a very complex procedure.
No, well, you know.
Point taken.
Greg.
What is it?
The drain's filling with blood. This isn't going to wait. We need to get her into theatre.
Malik stands at the foot of Steve's bed. He steps towards a crying Patty, but she moves away from him.
Hey.
You made me believe it would be okay.
I made the risks clear.
And how long have I got now?
If we get on top of the septicemia, you're back to the original prognosis.
And if I suddenly deteriorate?
We'll do all we can.
Can you leave us, Mr. Malik? I want to see Mr. Hansen.
Steve has always been Mr. Hansen's patient.
Under her cold stare, Malik nods and steps out of the room, joining Hansen, who's talking with another doctor in the corridor.
How is he?
He wants you.
Take the reins of his case again?
You should know that he signed a DNR.
Very unsurprising.
Hansen enters the room. Noticing Spike standing nearby, listening in, a humiliated Malik walks away. Then Spike peeks into the room at Hansen consulting with the couple. In the AAU theatre, Rick and Michael are operating on Ruby.
I'm still in shock you stood up for me.
Well, it's not the first time you've underestimated me.
We're ready for the Doppler ultrasound.
You can antagonize her, or you could try to negotiate a compromise. But it's your children who are in the middle of this, and you need to be the bigger man for their sake.
Look, I don't want to fight her. Certainly don't want to drag my kids in the middle of this. All right, let's check the blood flow.
It's fine. Excellent.
All right.
Look, Michael, you need to try to respect her wishes. She deserves to be happy. So do the kids. So call her back.
This shouldn't have happened, should it? Oh, my God. Do something.
We can relieve some of the pain.
No. You have to save him.
The DNR?
No, you can overrule that. Please. Please just ignore it. He can't die.
Chantel, Spike, and Malik rush into the room.
Can't you help him?
Steve.
He doesn't want that.
His eyes welling with tears, Spike watches on as a devastated Patty rests her head on her dying husband's chest.
Stapler.
Greg and Elliot are operating on Lucy.
Good. That's the cyst repaired. Oh, we have a leak. Right, extend the incision. Scalpel, please. BP's still dropping. Mr. Douglas. Pick the oxygen up. We'll clip the artery. Suction. Clip.
Greg works fast whilst keeping an eye on the monitors.
Okay. To work well. Yeah. We're making sure she avoided scarring.
Wouldn't have been pretty.
She'll appreciate it. Poor thing. Empathy in a surgeon is a good thing. But silly judgment errors let you down. Taking Lucy into a private room alone,
I was trying to help her.
I know. You're a fine surgeon, Greg. You should be going places. But something's holding you back.
Acted like a douche. Sorry.
It's understandable.
You know, I get it. You need a new start. I'm not going to stand in your way. I'm going to miss you guys.
I miss you too.
You know, I need to talk to him every day.
Sure. That's what computers are for. Will you come and visit?
Absolutely. 6 months isn't that long.
She looks up at the night sky.
That moon looks beautiful.
Yes, it does.
In the Keller locker room.
Hey, well done, everyone. I'll see you all tomorrow.
The students file out, except for Spike.
You okay, Spike? I don't think I'll cut out for this. Look, just give it time.
No, I thought we were supposed to save lives, but we stand around and watch Steve die.
True. That's what a
DNR means.
But you could have saved
him. Not without his consent.
You could have done something special.
Look, Spike, it's not about showboating. It's not about us. It's about what the patient wants.
That's hard.
Hey, not thinking about quitting, are you?
No. Ah, my mama got mad. It was bad enough when I told her I was gay.
You're gay?
No. No, it was a mistake. Turns out I'm not.
I'm sorry, but...
Ruby opens her eyes to find Michael standing by her side. He gives her the thumbs up.
I need to whisper something.
She beckons him closer and kisses his cheek.
Thank you so much. I've been a nightmare.
No, you've been all right. No more tight boots for the foreseeable future. Something more comfortable.
I'll try.
Do.
All right, all right. I need to get all headmasterly on me again.
You'll be ready for the next party.
I don't know about that. Maybe it's time I settled down.
Really?
I don't care what you say. It was you at that party. You feel like some fun. Give me a call. We'll break the rules. You can bring that Mr. Griffin, too. Surgical menage à trois.
Nurse?
I've got some news. Lucy's had her surgery and she's fine.
That's fantastic. Can I visit her?
Sure.
I'll arrange it.
I'll see you later, Ruby.
So, the summer solstice. Was it you? Bush baby eyes.
Come on, what are you taking me for?
This is the dawning of the age.
Well, I've got the facilities. She'll be more comfortable in her own home anyway. Better than taking up one of your beds.
GPs are truly taking over the world. She's all yours.
What's this?
We're all clear to have Lucy's interim recovery at home.
You okay with this, Lucy?
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to get back.
Good girl.
Hey, Lucy. Come to see you.
She's the one that knocked me over.
But is this appropriate?
After the way the accident happened. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't remember much. Don't worry about it.
Well, let's get a move on then.
Bye, Greg.
Maybe it's better for Lucy to stay.
She'll be fine. Goodbye.
Dr. Haynes leads his daughter away.
You're worried about her too.
What do you mean?
The accident was weird.
How so?
I lost control of the car because of my leg and she was crossing the road. But I wasn't going fast. She had the time to get out of the way, but it was like she didn't want to. Like she didn't care. And the look on her face. Young girl like her shouldn't look like that. So old.
Excuse me. Bobby, I need you to go and stop them for me, please.
Do it yourself.
Look, I'll explain it to you in a bit. Please, just do it. Go.
Oliver sprints down the corridor after Lucy and her father, who are already making their way down in a lift. From a stairwell window, Greg looks out to see them stepping out of the building and heading into the car park. Lucy's fixed, blank expression barely conceals the fear in her eyes.
Come on.
Oliver tries calling a lift, but takes the stairs instead. Approaching his car, Dr. Haynes points his key and unlocks it, then takes hold of Lucy's hand. Greg watches with rising apprehension until finally Oliver runs out into the car park. He catches up with them, and to Greg's relief, they start following Oliver back to the building. Outside, Spike's on the phone when Malik steps out into the night.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to keep messing you around with all this.
Oh, Mr. Malik.
I just wanted to say thank you for today.
No, I should be thanking you. See you tomorrow.
I won't be here.
You're not quitting, are you?
No, but I think it's all a bit too much too soon for me on Keller. Now, I've transferred my rotation. I've got someone to ease me in a little bit more gently.
Where'd they put you?
Maternity.
Oh. Have you seen a birth?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, you take care.
Thank you. Hey, you know, I'll be back here at some point, though.
I'm sure you will.
See you then.
Dr. Haynes is waiting in a corridor outside the scan room.
This will only take a few minutes, Lizzie. I'll take over from here. Thanks.
A nurse steps out, leaving Greg alone in the control room as Lucy glides into the MRI scanner.
We didn't finish our conversation.
Didn't we?
Only I can hear you in here, Lucy.
There's something I haven't told anyone before. But I think you'll understand.
Something bad?
The worst.
I was 14 years old.
When it started.
When Mum left, I was 9.
The man made me think it was okay.
What he did to me.
Dr. Haynes paces around nervously.
But I knew it wasn't.
I love my dad.
Does he make you do anything that you don't like? Lucy?
Dr. Haynes glares into a camera filming the corridor.
Don't tell anyone. Please don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Please don't tell anyone.
No. But it's not okay. Is it?
No. It's not.
Now, I won't tell anyone without your permission, I promise.
But if you don't do something,
you'll end up becoming someone you shouldn't be. And that mustn't happen. You understand, Lucy?
This isn't your fault.
Now, I can help you if you want.
But please.
Please promise me you'll do something.
I promise.
A tear falls from the corner of her eye.